Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
From the Radio.com Sports Desk, presented by Twin Peaks, here's what we know.
Kansas City Chiefs finish off the 49ers with the fourth quarter comeback in their third consecutive postseason game to win Super Bowl 54. Patrick Mahomes is your Super Bowl MVP. Super Bowl parade will be in downtown Kansas City Wednesday at 11:30. I'm Steven Serta.
1 o'clock hour. It's Cody and Gold here on 610 Sports Radio, presented by Crossroads Investment Lending, the fix and flip guys at kclind.com. Alex Gold, Cody Tapp. We're still in Miami. We'll be
not
joining
much longer
up with Serta tomorrow back in KC in our friendly confines. Although, I'm not going to lie. It's sunny out. It's like 70 degrees. Looks pretty nice. It's pretty nice here.
It's actually nice today here in Kansas City, but the temperature is supposed to drop pretty dramatically tonight. It's like 60 degrees right now.
Oh, wow.
Oh, that sounds
By the time you get back, it'll be like
20.
Will it
be at midnight? Ah, boo. Boo.
By the way, did all that snow melt that you guys got? Am I going to be good to go? Am I going to have to shovel or scrape off the car from the airport?
I mean, it got up to 60. I got to think that snow's long gone.
Yeah, it's gone, but it's also supposed to snow again tomorrow night.
Oh.
That's future Cody's problem.
Snow on the parade Wednesday?
Future Cody's problem, Serta. Current Cody is tired but celebrating a Chiefs Super Bowl victory, so...
Well, that's the thing.
Can't lose! Woohoo! Just... Go crazy. I'm already slap happy.
Cody's
before
been
the show even
since
started,
last night. I mean,
it didn't even matter. I'm so lost.
Since last night, really. After, I mean, we decided to just like walk down to South Beach after we got back from all the post-game
stuff. I was like dead set on it at 2 a.m. like a lunatic.
Cody wouldn't stop talking. If I'm being real, you wouldn't stop talking.
No.
We were obviously all energized. Like, you had the adrenaline rush.
You're right.
From our hometown teams.
That sounds like me when I get tired.
Teams we grew up rooting for, you know, winning a Super Bowl. Like, that's the Lombardi Trophy. Really, the most iconic trophy. I know the World Series is, but like, for me, the Lombardi's like the one where it's, I don't know. I always think, like, the Lombardi Trophy to me is always the one that, I don't know if it's because of video game day and age and everything too.
For I think me, it just depends the on the sport. You
yeah, like I'm more of a we've talked about this. I'm more of a football guy.
Tickets.
I'm more of a football guy. To me, that's like that's an iconic. Now, of course, the World Series. Like for me, the Lombardi Trophy is the most iconic. And I know most people, a lot of people are going to shake their heads and say, "Oh, it can't be." But I don't know. There's something about the Lombardi Trophy.
I get yes, that's fine. I do get. You're right. I talk more. I do get kind of a slap happy and giggly and sillier the more tired I get. I get the feeling Serta just gets grumpier. Is that an accurate description?
There's angry drunks out there. They are.
Yeah. How are you when you're tired, Serta?
When I'm tired, yeah, I'm definitely grumpy.
Yeah.
See, mine's when I'm hungry. The thing you're going to learn very quickly, and you may learn today because I'm starving. When I'm hungry, I kind of be a jerk.
Really?
I'm a little hangry.
You get a little hangry, huh?
I get a little hangry. We're there. We're getting there.
I'm just like, I mean, for me, I'm just on that little bit of like energy kick that I shouldn't have for any reason at all, other than the Chiefs have won the Super Bowl because I haven't had any sleep. I would do like cartwheels or spin in this chair. I can't do a cartwheel, I don't think, but in general.
Don't hurt yourself. Please.
The metaphorical cartwheel is what I would do. There's not really enough space in here to do that.
That's what I say.
But I should definitively take a nap on a plane. Reset. Get ready for the parade on Wednesday because we get to do this all week long.
I saw, yes, Patrick Mahomes already is in Disney World, and so you talk about someone who hasn't slept. He's going to not sleep. He's at Disney World, and who knows what late-night TV obligations and shows he's going to have to do. I'm sure Chris Jones and some of the guys haven't slept a whole lot since last night, just partying through the night. The hotel party, or the party was at the team hotel, I should say. We were wondering if they were going to go. I had people on radio heads ask me, what club are the Chiefs going to go out to if they win? I was like, I have zero clue. Then we later learned on Saturday that they're just, and they probably, the smart thing, just do the party, do the bar and everything at the
They're going to be somewhere after the parade, I would guess, on Wednesday night. Did you see Eric Hosmer's tweet?
I did not.
He said, congrats. He's like, congrats to the Chiefs. He's like, congrats to the Chiefs and to Kansas City. Drinks are on Travis Kelce this time. As you recall, he went down to Power Light a couple of times and bought the whole bar drinks. He racked up.
I can see Kelce and them doing it. Absolutely.
Oh, of course. Kelce is the logical choice there. Between that and him saying, you got to fight for your right, while he danced to say Lombardi, he is clearly the dude who would buy the drinks for everybody.
On Wednesday, Clark Jones, pretty good. I'll go Clark Jones and Kelce as far as speeches at the parade on Wednesday. Top notch. Like my expectations are extremely, extremely hard. High on that. 5 minutes from now, Pete Sweeney of Arrowhead Pride is going to join us. He's in Miami as well. We'll get his thoughts on everything. He's been running around all over the place today as well. But thinking of Chris Jones, there was a lot of fired up guys, but maybe nobody more fired up, at least to us in the media. I'm sure there were guys in the locker room. They toned it down when they came to us. But Chris Jones, man, all energized after the win.
Unless we have a ring, and I got in my mind that we was going to win it.
And
we went down 10. You know, the game got a little shifty up and down. But with a doubt in my mind, we got MVP on that side of the ball. We got the fastest, the best receiver core in the league. And our defense, stagnation, baby. They're going to make a movie about this.
Chris, when you were talking about the coach, was that like on the sideline in the second half?
I told him before the game. Listen, get used to the feeling of not having a ring, because this is going to be your last time not having a ring.
So with you guys, you're down 10. You guys have been able to come back from deficits. What was the feeling on the sideline there in the second half?
Listen, man, we can be down 24 points. Give us a quarter. Pat Mahomes and that receiver core going to make it happen. The defense, we're going to step up, make a few stops to get up, put them in a position to make it happen.
Chris, I asked you, Chris, do you think if your defense has been a shock to the world?
Listen, everybody in the world doubted us. You know, we had Skip Bayless thing I'm talking about. They've been Pat Mahomes, the 49ers. We don't want to hear that. We don't need no bandwagon. Because we shocked the world today. And not only are we going to do it this year, next year we're coming back. We're coming back for a repeat.
Chris, could you talk a little bit about the
Jets'
points that Patrick showed? Wasn't having his best game for 3.5
points. He ain't got to. As long as we got this defense, that's what matters. When the defense playing lights out, defense step up and make a stop, that's all Pat needs. He's going to make something happen. Their receiver core going to make something happen. We put them in position to make a play, and guess what? They insane.
Chris, you didn't get sacked.
Listen, you're at the point of the season where sacks really don't count and they don't matter. As long as you affect the game in any type of way, that what matters. As long as you can affect the game to put your team in a position to go out there and make a stop, that what matters. Sacks, tackles, none of that matters.
Chris, a lot of the talk this week was about the 49ers front line. Did that put a chip on your guys' shoulder to prove them wrong?
Listen, they got a great front line, man. You look at that front line, they're one of the best in the league. But, hey, we one of the best in the league. That's why we at this game. That's how we made it this far. We got Frank Clark. We got Terrell Suggs. We got Tano Capacio. You got me. You got Derek Nottick. You got Mike Pinnell. You got Xavier Wooden. We got guys that can go out there and excel in any position.
You guys got clutch guys, too. I mean, what did you say about how clutch you guys are? No matter what the situation is, you're going to come back here to get stopped.
Hey, we like Golden State in their prime, baby. We do what it do.
Like before you guys get on the field, it's on you to win the championship. You guys come through. Just describe what that was like.
Hey, I feel like Jordan game five. Hey, 3 seconds left to go. 3 seconds left to go. Put that nation in the game. We're going to make something happen. They're going to make a movie out of this.
Chris, I'm sure you're not surprised, but you had to approach the Chiefs crowd here tonight. What did you think of the background?
1,000%, because y'all know what? Y'all know what? We about to go to Kansas City, and y'all know. You got to fight for your right to party. We finna go to Kansas City. We finna have this parade, and we finna party, baby. We finna light up the city. It's been 50 years. It's well-deserving. We worked our ass off for this moment, and we about to party.
It's going to be lit on Wednesday.
Chris Jones ready to roll Wednesday afternoon in Kansas City at the parade in downtown, talking all kinds of basketball references as far as great teams and great moments in basketball history and correlating to how this Chiefs defense is the same.
Oh, that is only the tip of the iceberg. We've got a full or a longer version of that up on Facebook. If you'd like just a little more taste of that, Chris Jones, I will remind you, he was fantastic last night. And honestly, I think you hear locally because we have been giving the defense a lot of credit, but trust me, between me, you, Bob, Josh, Carrington, Levine, we've all done 40 hits across the country. We've done Nashville or San Francisco. I was on Chicago this morning or the radio.com platform or New York or Buffalo or I don't know. You were like in Lafayette, Louisiana. I don't know if that was the one.
Australia,
whatever. Uh-huh. We've talked to everyone. And one consistent question that came up was the defense. And people seemingly still associated the defense with the first six games of this year and all of last year's defense. And how are they going to overcome what is a subpar defense and compared to this elite offense? And they didn't give the defense the credit it deserved. They held the 49ers, the second-ranked scoring offense this season, to more than 10 points below their total, which is what they've been doing to every offense since week 11. This wasn't an anomaly. It was a common occurrence what they did in this game, and they gave the Chiefs a chance to win. Mahomes just put him on the back, and Patrick Mahomes the hell out of the end of that game, but the defense put it in his hand twice. That makes a huge difference.
And you also heard him mention, and it's just the sense of trust and confidence that, it doesn't matter. Patrick Mahomes, he's going to make a big play. What that can do psychologically, and clearly it impacted them in this postseason, but that when this defense doesn't, maybe on one hand, when the offense isn't playing well and this defense isn't playing well, they know somebody's going to step up and pick up the other. And when you have that belief, you heard Chris Jones over and over talking about, like, it's no problem. The defense, Mahomes is going to get his eventually. You're not going to shut him down eventually.
Of course he is.
So they play with that mindset that, it doesn't matter. He doesn't need 3.5 quarters to get it done. Well, if that's the mindset in the locker room, and clearly it is, from the defense that knows they just have to
A quarter? 24 points can be erased, and he's right. Goldie's right. We already saw it. They had 10 points halfway through the fourth quarter
scoreboard.
Everybody's thinking the same thing. 31. And credit to Joe, I think it was on Twitter, when that game was 20-10 and the Chiefs were just getting ready to get the ball
back. Shout out Joe.
I don't remember. He responded.
It was Joe on Twitter.
It was like Joe 7-8-4-3-7.
Narrows it down quite a bit.
Just look to the responses. Joe on Twitter. I sent out the tweet when it was 20-10 49ers and the Chiefs were just getting ready to get the ball back. And I said, what is the final score of this game? And Joe was the only one of the like 60 responses I got that said 31-20 Chiefs. Somehow he saw it coming. Pete Sweeney predicted a 2-touchdown win for the Chiefs, but probably not quite this way.
From Joe to Pete. Pete Sweeney, editor-in-chief of Arrowhead Pride, joining us now on the 610 hotline. Pete, you're still in Miami. We just saw you a little while ago. How many cups of coffee are you in now?
I just finished up my third. Probably going to get through airport security here in a few minutes and go for number four. I'm working on 2 hours of sleep.
Oof. Pete, you thought, I'm working on 53 minutes.
I love how you know the exact minute. 53. An hour.
I knew when I had to go to bed that it was 53 minutes before I had to wake up. An hour is not doing it justice. Pete, you predicted a 2-touchdown win. I don't think this is exactly how you drew it up with the Chiefs putting it in here, but it's the way the offense can score in bunches like that that probably had you thinking that way, right?
Yeah, I understood that the 49ers had a good defense, but I've just seen when Patrick Mahomes and this offense is healthy and clicking on all cylinders that they're too much for even some of the better teams in the NFL. But the problem was that ability didn't really happen for them until 7 minutes to go in the game. And finally everything clicked and you saw what happened. And it's just amazing to see a team who I think occasionally has these struggles and these ruts, and especially in these playoffs. But then all of a sudden, once they get going, there really is that floodgate effect. And I think that we saw that in the Super Bowl, and that's why the Chiefs are world champions today.
What did you think of the role Damian Williams played? And we saw very early on that they liked that matchup. They wanted to get the ball in his hands, whether it was through the on the ground or through the air. How big of a factor he was a huge surprise to me, and I think most people.
Yeah, second half of the game, he had that one play where he's just shimmying, shaking through the defense. It actually reminded me of what Kareem Hunt used to look like when he was a member of the Chiefs for a flash there. And I ended up tweeting it out, and I'm still curious at this. If Damian Williams could be healthy for a full season, what kind of numbers would he put up? Because he is that dual threat impact. He is a guy that Andy Reid obviously likes. And for a long time, the Chiefs insisted that he was the guy. And it made you curious as to why. And I think you're seeing it, especially in this playoff run. When he's healthy, he's among one of the most dynamic backs in the National Football League. It's just so few and far between. And can he put 16 games together? And, that still remains to be seen, which is why the Chiefs need depth at running back. But, again, when this guy's good to go, he's a really good football player. And kudos to Brett Beach and that personnel staff for really sniffing that out.
It almost seems unfair for the rest of the league for Damian Williams to be healthy for a full year at this point, considering how difficult it is to guard the rest of it. You mentioned Veach, Pete. We went through maybe 2 weeks ago every move he had made in the offseason. They all worked. And they all worked specifically in needing to make a difference in this Super Bowl. He had a nearly perfect offseason, right?
Yeah, I think the thing that still bothers me, if there's anything I'm going to complain about, it's that Chris Jones is still up in the air. That is a player who I would really want something to be worked out. I don't want to see a situation where he feels like he has to hold out. Again, I hope that he's in the plans, but again, who knows how that's going to go. Aside from that, what else can you really complain about? I guess you could, before the Super Bowl, make a case. You know, Sammy Watkins wasn't necessarily a good deal, but he was so important in the playoffs now that you look at and say, well, he was worth the money because they won a Super Bowl. So, yeah, it's a situation, and I've said this a lot of times when we would complain about Brett Beach and some of the personnel moves. If the Chiefs win the championship, all of that gets thrown out the window. And he did his job, and even if there's some mistakes along the way, sometimes you're like, okay, well, this mistake led to another thing that led them to the championship. So, yeah, there's a lot you look past when you achieve the ultimate goal, and kudos again to Brett Beach for a lot of the moves he made. They really ended up paying off, specifically with the Watkins in the playoffs, with Damian Williams in the playoffs, and then Terrell Suggs even had such an impact. Some really shrewd moves, and you got to hand it to him.
Pete Sweeney, Arrowhead Pride, joining us here on Cody and Gold 610 Sports Radio. People nationally thought it was crazy that in Kansas City, maybe we were already talking about Mahomes and Reed and just like what kind of run they could go on over the next couple of years. And who knows, with Mahomes, at least a decade or so. Well, now that they got one, it's not so foolish to start looking at that. When you see what they were able to accomplish and what we think this roster may look like, at least for the next 2 to 3 years, it's not crazy, right? It's not crazy to start thinking that they can go on a run here and win a couple rings over the next 5 years?
I think they're going to be in the mix each and every year because of Patrick Mahomes. I mean, he's 24 years old. He's going to continue to get better probably until he's 27, 28, and then it's a situation where, if you go historically, you try to maintain from there. But you just don't know what to expect with this kid. And I think that's the most incredible thing. It's such a hard position to figure out, and Kansas City knows that all too well. And they're in a situation where he's had, to this point, the greatest start to his career of any player in the National Football League history. And if he retired tomorrow because, say, something weird happened, he would probably be in consideration for the Hall of Fame based on the 2 years that he had. And that is just incredible to think about. And you are really it's not really like, I used to have this caveat where you'd have to say, yeah, but we got to wait and see. You may be looking at the greatest football player of all time. I mean, it's just a fact at this point, and it's going to be fun to watch. I know that I'm glad to be a small part of it. I'm sure you guys feel the same way. I want to know how many Super Bowls this quarterback can win.
Pete, we were talking like we were just going to Tampa earlier today. Like, Tampa's going to be a lot better next year. like we were just already there. Speaking of Mahomes, no, important journalistic. Go ahead. I thought you were going to say
something. No, it's true. True, and it's worth discussion because the Chiefs will at least be in the dance. Maybe they'll have a bye, and then it's a matter of can they get the two wins. Who knows? And that's what you're dealing with at this point.
Speaking of Mahomes, and another important journalistic question, due to the fact the Chiefs won, Alex has to get his hair cut like Patrick Mahomes, per your suggestion, I might add. How do you think you'll pull it off?
I won't.
I think you go right
answer.
I think you go right to the source. Like you dial up Derek Jeter and get Mahomes and go to the actual barber that does their haircut. And then if you need to bring in, you know, for that perm to make it a little bit curlier, I think maybe you bring in a specialist at this point. You get it done any way you can.
Specialist. The perm, I don't know if they do the perm there, but the barbershop you were referencing is within walking distance of where I live. So it could be done.
Well, you'd have to walk your ass over there and pay up for Chiefs victory.
Gladly.
I really feel like he needs it before the parade.
Yeah, we need to make this happen.
Yeah, that means it needs to be done either, today or tomorrow, right?
It's got to be tomorrow. We're not even back in KC till around 11 o'clock or so tonight.
I actually have Mahomes' barber on retainer just for this moment. He's just going to come over to your house at midnight, start shaving the side of your head as you try to lay down. Pete,
it's
I guess last
incredible.
Thing on my – oh, it's going to look so good. Oh, God, it's
so
good.
Bad.
I mean, from my
so
end.
So bad.
From my end, it's going to look so good. Pete, last thing mm-hmm. from my angle, as we kind of revisit what took place last night, I know you had never covered a Super Bowl. I'm kind of curious from someone who didn't grow up in Kansas City, what was that experience like for you, just from not an outsider's perspective, because obviously you've been covering the team for a long time.
Yeah.
But what was the feeling you got out of that, both for Kansas City and yourself?
Yeah, I've been to most NFL events now. I've covered games and playoff games at Arrowhead Stadium. And I don't want to say it ever becomes monotonous because I really love my job, but, you know, you get used to it. And last night was just a different experience. It was incredible. There were several moments where I think you had goosebumps. Like, I had to kind of, like, it's like pinch yourself moments where, you know, like, you can't even really believe you're there. A couple times. Even like during the halftime show, and I know it's silly compared to, you know, what the gravity of the game is, but just seeing the production of that and just the job the NFL does to put on this type of show. And then when you really, I probably speak for a lot of people there, when the Chiefs started to come back and you really felt like, okay, this is going to happen, you could really feel, I think, your heart beating and the city's waiting so long. You think about 50 years and what goes into that. It's not only just guys that are, you know, fans that are in their teens or in their early 20s. I mean, you're talking about parents and grandfathers and grandmothers that have just waited their entire lives to see something like this. And for Mahomes to just, in a way, so seamlessly lead their way back after that 3rd-and-15 throw, it was incredible. And it was an honor. And you know, I just felt really lucky to be there and get to witness that in person.
Pete Sweeney, editor-in-chief over at Arrowhead Pride. Pete, thanks so much, man. Have safe travels, and we'll catch you at that parade on Wednesday.
Yeah, sounds good. I cannot wait to see the side of your head. So there you go.
That's Pete Sweeney. Yeah, that photo and video. I was at that press earlier today, Cody, and I'm looking at – I showed you another photo.
You're like, that's not a good look for me.
That is not going to turn out well for me, and not at all. Again, reminder, our championship coverage is brought to you by Diagnostic Imaging Center. Coming up next, we'll get more of your phone calls reaction across Kansas City, and you'll hear from Tyreek Hill.
Cody and Gold, brought to you by Crossroads Investment Lending, the fix and flip guys at caseylend.com.
Back here on Cody and Gold, live in Miami, still for another half hour or so before we make our way back to Kansas City to join more of the party celebrating the Super Bowl championship for the Kansas City Chiefs. The drive coming up after us in about 30 minutes or so. A reminder, our championship coverage is brought to you by Diagnostic Imaging Center. Very excited during the break. We got some more information about our parade coverage. We're good to go.
We'll have more to tell you on that. Where we'll be.
Yes.
Oh, man, a parade. I remember that.
I was there as well in 2015.
Which part of the sea of humanity?
So
were
I was
you
lucky
at?
Because I was working at another time in another market in another station. So we were working, but it allowed
you
me
made
to...
it sound like it was like you were just in Topeka. It's okay. You made it sound like it was like nefarious. Like I definitively can't talk about mine. I just figured you could.
Yeah, I get true. I mean, and I don't need to give anybody any shout outs, but I know. So I was right by the stage at Union Station, like right next to the stage.
I was in Union Station behind the stage. It was pretty
Props
sweet.
Props to Union Station,
angle.
By the way. I saw photos. They got that championship banner up quick for the Super Bowl champs last night. Quick.
Yeah. You know, by the way, around. You should have stood in the back.
Stood in the back where?
You're just tall, blocking everyone's view.
No, I was on the side of the
screwing
stage.
Screwing all the short people.
Side of the stage. It's not my problem.
All the we're both shorter than you. I could have said me just as easily.
Aren't you shorter than Serta?
All the Danny Welniacs.
Aren't you shorter than Serta?
Yeah, I don't know.
We called out his height. You're shorter than him. He's not even short. You guys really aren't short.
No, nah, we're just like normal height people. I don't know how tall you are, Serta. We seem about the same height to me.
I think I'm taller than you.
Great. I don't know. It's fine.
Well, if you're headed out to the parade.
As short as me, it doesn't matter.
If you're headed out to the parade, if you're still celebrating, maybe you're waking up extremely hungover and it's too. I mean, it's 1:30 in the afternoon. You've had a hell of a night if you're just now waking up. We want to hear from you.
Oh, there's definitely people some still waking up.
913-576-7610. 913-576-7610. Continuing to enjoy this moment. After all, it's been 50 years since the Chiefs last took home that Vince Lombardi trophy. And yeah, we got a parade coming up on Wednesday afternoon in downtown Kansas City. And in last night, up until that big 3rd and 15, Tyreek Hill, give the Niners credit, they shut him down for the most part. He had the 16 targets overall in the night, but until he had the 44-yard reception, they did a nice job on him for much of the night. And that play right there changed everything in the game.
Yeah, exactly. That's one of those. They did a really nice job on him. Then what happened?
Mm-hmm. Ends up over 100 yards receiving.
Yeah, because of that huge play. And I already gave you that stat earlier.
We're watching the replay of it all right now.
Let me explain that play again. In reference to the stat I gave you earlier. 3rd and 15 since Patrick Mahomes has entered the league. His QBR is 95.5. That would be a respectable QBR for any quarterback in the NFL. The rest of the league's average in 3rd and 15 is
6. 6.
It's single digits. It's 6. Not 95.5. 6. So what he was able to do, what Tyreek Hill was able to do on that play to break free, the offensive line finally gave him a second. There was a stat from Dan Graziano that said he had been pressured 40% of the time in that game. So things went wrong. Remember, he said, oh, he can't get sacked too much. Oh, he got pressured all the time, 40% of the time. He got sacked multiple times. Ah, they can't make mistakes. 2 interceptions, nearly lost a fumble. Well, you know, they're going to need to. No, they overcame all of that and still won by 11 points. That's how good this team is. And I know that it was dicey. I know with 6.5 minutes to go, they were staring down a 10-point deficit. It didn't matter. It doesn't matter with this team. They go on scoring runs on offense that cannot be matched by anyone in the NFL. And really, just the few great offenses in NFL history that can go on those types of runs.
The Niners had a 94.5% game-winning chance when they were up 20-10 with about 10:37 to go in the game. Mm-mm. That, by the way, if you're wondering, it was their highest of the entire game, as you would expect.
Sure.
The Chiefs, on the other hand, their lowest, no kidding, at 5.5%. They had a 5.5% chance of winning the game.
Never tell me the odds, man.
Not with Mahomes. You got to throw a lot of that out of the window. You know how much money people have won and lost because of Patrick Mahomes and these comebacks in the postseason? How much money has been won and lost because of 24-0 comebacks and coming back from against the Titans on a smaller scale, but still 17-7 and everything. And then to see them come back from what I just mentioned we've been discussing all night, all day here when it comes to the Mahomes magic that just continues and continues to happen and now is almost, dare I say, don't take it for granted, but is to almost expected. Yesterday it was a little bit different than even the Texans game because, of course, you're in the fourth quarter. It's getting late. It's danger zone. It's a Niners team that's very good. It seemed like things were totally not going your way offensively, off night for Mahomes and all that. But, man, it's one of those you can't take for granted, but it does become the expectation and why you just can't bet against Mahomes. And Tyreek Hill, when it mattered, though, when they need that big play.
He was there.
He was there, and here was Tyreek Hill after the game.
Winning it when we can is just so crazy. So, like I said, I'm blessed. I'm very appreciative to be in this situation. You know, thank you to the family, to the community of the Chiefs. Man, thank y'all for supporting us, man. through our ups, our downs. Thank y'all, man, for everything, truly, from my heart.
When you guys were down 10, what was said on the sideline, you know, down 20-10 by any of the players? What did you guys say to each other?
Well, I know for me, man, I was 20-10, man. I was kind of down, man, because, like, the game wasn't going how the way I wanted it. I wanted it to go, you know, because I'm very emotional, I'm very passionate about this game, and I love this game, man. So, Pat, being Pat, he came to me, he was like, "Tim, I need you, man. I need you to, like, get your mind right and believe, you know? Like, it's 20-10, bro." I'm like, "Dude, it's 20-10, 7 minutes to go in the fourth quarter." I'm like, "Come on, man." You know, but he was able to get my mind right. He was able to calm me down, you know, and just tell me, man, just believe, man. And as you see, man, we came out victorious.
Tyree, what was it like 3rd and 15? You guys need a play, and you get loose down the sideline. Can you talk a little bit about what that moment was like for you and what you saw in that play?
I just Coach Reed, man, just trusting me down the field. And also Pat, man, throwing a beautiful ball down the field, you know. Everybody did their job, you know, everybody did their role, and as you see, I was able to get down the field and touch however long the pass was. Sir, excuse me.
You are now a world champion, you're a second degree to get here.
Oh man, my journey has been rough, man. You know, I've been through a lot in my life, you know. I'm very thankful for those things that I went through in my life, man. It made me the man who I am today, you know, which is a loving father, loving person, you know, a loving citizen, and also a badass football player, you know. So, you know, I'm very thankful for my journey, and I met a lot of people, you know, who kept me grounded and humble and everything that I went through, you know. So,
not mentioning any words there. By the way, post game coverage is nuts there.
To peel back the curtain a little bit on it, they're honestly just like rolling these guys out like cattle. Seriously, it's eight podiums and it's like
Mitchell's
here's two in the background. You can hear what podium they're going to and everything. Plus, you have the Niners on the other side as well, and then a bigger press conference room. But it's pretty cool just to see again things that you have heard about for for years, both in stadium, both behind the scenes kind of stuff, and to actually experience that was incredible. For Chiefs fans to experience a Super Bowl Sunday where your team's in it, I would imagine. I know for us, it definitely felt different. I would imagine for everybody back in Kansas City too, just feeling different when you woke up that morning, whether it was nervousness or just normally it's kind of a laid back day. I'm just going to lounge around on the couch and just going to stuff my face with food. Maybe you did some of that still, but I don't know. I would have been a nervous wreck. It was a good thing I wasn't. Back in KC, I would have been a nervous wreck. I wasn't as nervous because we were busy doing stuff.
Woke up feeling different today.
Yeah, wow. If you woke up today, maybe some of you are just powering through all the way.
Yeah, I mean, that's pretty much what we're doing. One way or another, most of Kansas City didn't sleep last night, and I'm glad they didn't. That's why we get to keep hearing about everyone's amazing stories. Everyone who called today to talk about their experience, we're going to continue that throughout the week leading into, obviously, our parade coverage on Wednesday.
What did you do last night? What are you doing today? How you feeling? What are you going to do on Wednesday for the parade? 913-576-7610. Let's go out to Dan in KCK. Dan, what's going on?
Yeah, Alex, hi, Cody. How you doing? Boy, I tell you, once game in Wims made 31-20, I popped that Miller Lite. I drank it. Pizza, veggie pizza. And it was great. It was great how Patrick just hung in there. It was so many highs and lows. I mean, you would think you went once 10 points down and run on 3rd and 15, and when you hit Tyreek Hill, I thought the Niners were getting gassed. I think Richard Sherman and everybody was getting gassed, you know, and then the Damian Williams just run. Yeah, I'll be at the parade Wednesday. I called the hen house where I work at, and Wendell, my boss, said it was okay. So I went to the Royals parade in 2015, you know, and so. It kind of reminds me of Destiny, because I remember in Game 7 of the 14 World Series, and Mike Zischel took heed because he didn't send Alex Gordon, and the Royals bounced back the next year. So it's kind of like Destiny for the Chiefs. Take care of yourself, guys.
We only briefly mentioned that earlier, Dan. That I told you 49ers fans are going to think about Bumgarner, or are going to think about Mahomes the same way Kansas City for all those years thought about Bumgarner. Like, he was unkillable in that game. We did everything to disrupt his flow, to disrupt his game, to get him out of timing. We held them down for so long in this game. And then what had happened? Floodgates. Game. Set. Match. that easy for Mahomes to get those points.
913-576-7610. Let's go out to Phoenix. Hachi joins us. You're on Cody and Gold.
Hey, Cody and Gold. I tell you, man, I was the MC at probably one of the largest Chiefs parties in the state of Arizona last night. And in the third quarter, you could hear a pin drop in that bar. And I turned to my buddy, and I was like, this is bad. And he just looked at me, and he said, Mahomes. And I realized for the first time in my 40-some-odd years of being a Chiefs fan, we have somebody that we could just say, he's got this, and we got in Mahomes. And we partied late. I had to be up at 6 to go to work, and I slept an hour. But I love all of you, all Chiefs Kingdom. It's amazing because this whole country is behind us. So this is amazing. So great win, boys. Thanks, guys.
Thanks for the call, man. Everywhere, no matter where you're at, whether it's in other states, across the world as well, Chiefs Kingdom loud and strong over the last week or so. We saw it firsthand at some of the rallies going on, whether it's back in Kansas City, at the stadium. An incredible experience in the way that fans showed up in the Miami area, whether you were at the stadium or not, just around the stadium, around this area, was just absolutely incredible. It really was. And as far as what he mentioned there about, hey, you're just thinking, hey, you got Mahomes. And I think that is the thought process. And it reminds me, and this is why I don't think you can ever bet against Patrick Mahomes ever again. You're a fool if you're putting money against Patrick Mahomes in big games, because it's the same thought process, at least I had, anytime you brought up Bumgarner, of course, the direct example here in Kansas City with the Giants and everything. But for me, it's what people said about Brady for a while. And Mahomes is better than Brady. Doesn't mean he's going to be more accomplished when his career's over, right? Well, that time will tell on that. Right, a long, long ways to go. But he's better than Tom Brady. And Tom Brady was a guy you didn't want to bet against. You always felt like you were up late on Tom Brady, 6 minutes to go, whatever. And Tom Brady and the Patriots, and maybe it's a combo more than anything else of Brady and Belichick at the time, that they were going to come back and beat you. And that, oh, here we go, here comes Brady again. And now you're going to have teams, and I think we're seeing it in this postseason, here comes Mahomes and company again. Here they go. And luckily, that'll be on the other side. Kansas City Chiefs fan, we can enjoy having that guy on our team this go-around.
Tom Brady was just a dude for the first two rings. Like 200 yards a game, a touchdown a game, and a defense carried in a 20-17 Super Bowl game. He wasn't the reason why they won. They just – sometimes he drove late. Then Terry make a big kick and they'd win. So he would come up in those big, clutch, important moments. And Mahomes didn't have the best version of his game last night, and he came up clutch in the moments when they needed him to do it. So you're not wrong in making that comparison. I like it for all the people who get to share it with people that spent their entire lives not getting to share it with anybody. I mean, if you're my age or you're 40 or 45, my dad didn't grow up a Chiefs fan. We've discussed this before. My dad, or he did. He was like split. When he was a kid, he was a Chiefs fan, and then he was like heartbroken at 6 by the Christmas Eve game, and was a Broncos fan because we had family in Colorado and did all that.
Yeah,
so he,
a lot of people,
him
like
and my
that.
Younger brother were Broncos fans my entire life. And now we'd text about the game, and he'd say he thinks the Chiefs are going to win, and we'd have those conversations. But for someone like you who went to the games with your parents or with your brother or with your family, I'm sure you guys shared a lot of fun texts enjoying the moment leading up to that thing. I think, and you were, you know, everyone's circumstance is different. Some people got to actually spend it like Serta spent with all of his friends who were lifelong Chiefs fans. I think that, you know, it's the thing that makes an experience like this cool is because it feels like a collective, but there are individual moments within it.
And that's why sports are so great. It brings people together. We can all share this. It's the one time, you know, whether you, no matter what college you went to, whatever your rooting interest there, if even keeping it just to sports, it's the one time the whole entire city, everybody's together on this, and that's what's going to make what has made this already so special and what's going to make Wednesday absolutely incredible at a parade in downtown Kansas City where the numbers are just going to be insane. And estimates, who knows, are we going to get to 1.2? Can you get to that? Cleveland, you brought up the number, was 1.3. It is going to just be incredible Wednesday. I cannot wait for it. We're enjoying talking to all of you out there as well. 913-576-7610. Let's go out to Double J, I believe, in KC. Double J, what's up?
What up, guys? Hey, thanks for taking the call. You know, it's just awesome. Emotional. First time winning the 64 in 50 years. Last night, I got something on my phone yesterday morning. We got down to about 10 yesterday, and it was already filling up. People were outside Paranaya at 5 in the morning yesterday. And it's just awesome. I've been a diehard Chiefs fan for my entire life. Went to the games growing up with my family. It was awesome. I mean, last night is something we'll remember for the rest of our lives. Can't say that we deserve it. Go Chiefs. You guys deserve it too. Enjoy, guys. Safe travels back to Kansas City. Can't wait to see you guys back. Thanks,
can't wait to see everybody at the parade, including you, Double J. I'm excited. I saw a parade once, man. It's fun. And if for some reason you missed it the last time, even if it is lunacy, even if it is a scene and it's difficult to move around in and it's crowded.
That's part of it, though. That's part of the experience.
It is something you should do once. You don't have to do it every time. I'm not going to tell you you have to do it every time. The Chiefs might get a couple of these. But it is definitively something you should do at least once because, I don't know, the first time is probably always the sweetest. And a lot of people's lives, Gold, this is probably the first time.
Oh, and it's been 50 years, yes. That's the heartbreak along the way and everything. That's what contributes to making this even more special. Not that another Super Bowl ring, whether it's fortunate enough to happen in the very, very near future or whatever it may be.
Which we all think is very possible.
Wouldn't be special, but yeah, this is the one where you waited 50 years and you've gone through all the heartbreak over the years. That's what makes this, in any type of sports moment or anything else in life, if you've gone through some things to make it to a certain point, makes it that much more special. No question about that. 913-576-7610. Ray in KC. Ray, you're on with Cody and Gold.
Yeah, I just want to say, man, Kansas City, we're lucky, man. Did I hear that right? Patrick Mahomes the youngest quarterback to win a Super Bowl? Am I right or am I wrong?
Not just Super Bowl, but also to have a Super Bowl, have a regular MVP, a season-long MVP award. So
okay, yeah. Well, MVP, Super Bowl, great. If you can't see that Patrick Mahomes is the greatest quarterback to ever live, I don't know, you're blind. And to have Andy Reid as his mad scientist and the weapons that Patrick Mahomes has is just out of this world. It's amazing that Kansas City, after 50 years of no Super Bowls and heartbreak after heartbreak after you're getting your heart stomped out, we are very lucky to have this great time. And let's enjoy this. And let's just salute the Chiefs and the organization. I think Clark Hunt and Beach and Reed are making some new moves to put us in a position to have a nice couple of decades in Kansas City. So it's a great time to be a Chiefs fan. That's all I got to say. Thank you.
No doubt. Ray and Casey, no better time.
If
no
Mahomes plays as long as Brady, you do really have two decades.
That sounds good.
I was going to say, think about that for a second.
That sounds all right. Two decades, huh?
Two decades of the best guy in the game.
Man, I'll be 55.
One of the best coaches, if not by the time it's over, depending on what happens on Belichick, the best coach in the game.
Andy Reid with a second Super Bowl ring
automatically
propels himself into like the top five range, and it's not even close. You could make an argument for him now. People tend to think of those guys as being multiple Super Bowl winners who kind of end up in those conversations, but also eras are different. This entire era has been dominated by two men, Brady and Belichick. Not to say other people didn't win it. It's been dominated by two men, those two. Patrick Mahomes legitimately has an opportunity to do that because he's right. He really is the greatest player on the planet and the greatest guy to ever play the quarterback position right now.
All right, let's get to the final word here on Cody and Gold.
The final word.
So I had heard for years, really my whole entire life, Super Bowl, for me it always, and I think a lot of people, bucket list, not only seeing your own team in it, but just going to a Super Bowl, being fortunate enough to go to a Super Bowl, whether as a fan or fortunately to cover it like Cody and myself were able to do. I always heard it was a corporate crowd, it's not the same. Boy, those people could not be more wrong. Maybe that's how it used to be years ago, but that environment yesterday was electric. truly, at times, it was Arrowhead East or Arrowhead South, whatever geographic location you want to use.
Southeast.
Right? Southeast Arrowhead. That's what it felt like at times with the Tomahawk Chop. Chiefs fans dominated the 49ers fans in terms of attendance, in terms of noise up there. It was just unbelievable atmosphere just during the game. And then to cap it all off, our team, the Chiefs, are hoisting the Lombardi Trophy. That moment, Roger Goodell handing it to the Hunt family, Patrick Mahomes being the Super Bowl MVP, stuff you only could have dreamed about at the beginning of the season. You knew you had the talent to do it, but you thought something would get in the way. You know, these comebacks weren't going to ever happen. You saw your offense with Mahomes having the worst game maybe of his career, one of the worst in the Super Bowl. You're like, oh my goodness, can't be happening this go-around. And Mahomes, when it matters most, yet again, steps up. The defense, after a year ago where the defense cost them a chance to get to a Super Bowl, it's the defense that steps up to allow Mahomes to have his moment as well. Unbelievable, life-changing moment for so many people. Franchise's finest moment as well. Just incredible and so fortunate to be part of this. We're going to continue this party the rest of the week.
I told you this would be a failed season if they didn't win the Super Bowl. No worries! Massive success.
That's going to do it for Cody and Gold. The Drive coming up next.
Cody and Gold, brought to you by Crossroads Investment Lending. The fix and flip guys at caseylend.com.
Guys, whether in the gym or in the...
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.